Taking a look now at some news from the world of sports, and we'll start in the National Hockey League, where the Boston Bruins skated against the league's newest team and biggest surprise this season, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, who came in with an 8-3 record, pretty remarkable for an expansion franchise in their first season. But the Bruins avenged an earlier loss against Vegas with a 2-1 win in Boston last night. The Bruins got what they call ugly goals on rebound putbacks in front of the net by Riley Nash, his first of the year, and Sean Corrali, who scored the game winner 10 minutes into the third period to break a 1-1 tie. It was Corrali's first professional regular season goal. He's had two previous big league goals, including a double overtime winner. They were last year in the playoffs, though, against the Ottawa Senators. Good way to start your career. Tuukka Rask made 27 saves to earn the win in net, and the Bruins will need to score more ugly goals and find ways to win, just as they did last night, especially with the news that hard luck center David Backes will be out the next 8 weeks after needing to have a portion of his colon removed from complications related to a disease called diverticulitis, an inflammation of the intestinal tract. Backes had a disappointing first year after signing a free agent contract to come to Boston, and in the offseason he worked very hard to lose some weight and try to adapt to the game's changing emphasis on speed instead of brawn, and this is a most unwelcome setback now for a team that is struggling to find its offensive identity. It'll open up more opportunities for younger players, but the Bruins are already top-heavy with young players, and they will miss Backes' veteran presence and experience over the next couple of months. And obviously wishing him well coming back from that colon surgery. If you think older players are out to pasture, though, in the NHL, don't tell it to Matt Cullen. The 41-year-old Minnesota Wild forward scored his first goal of the season and added an assist as the Wild scored 3 goals in the first period as part of their 6-3 win over the Montreal Canadiens in St. Paul last night. The Montreal struggles are being well chronicled and fretted over in Quebec. And the biggest concern is the number of goals getting by Carey Price, considered by many to be the best netminder on the planet. Price is not living up to that billing right now, with a goals against average close to 4 per game and a very low .877 save percentage. To be sure, Montreal's troubles are not all Price's fault. The offense has scored the 4th fewest goals per game in the league, and the defense around Price has allowed the 3rd most goals per game. None of this bodes well for coach Claude Julien, as coaches are usually the first to go when a team scuffles, even though they're not the ones actually on the ice stopping pucks or putting them into the other team's net. The New York Rangers are also trying to find their ice footing after a bad start, and last night they took a stride in the right direction, beating one of the league's hottest teams in the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 in overtime in Florida last night. JT Miller scored just over a minute into the extra frame to give the Rangers the win, and they have a modest 2-game winning streak. Nothing modest about what the L.A. Kings are doing. They are out to a 10-2 start, tops in the Western Conference, and they beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-3 last night. Tyler Toffoli scored twice in the win, and the Leafs have been cooled off somewhat after a hot start to the year. They are now 8-6 after that loss to L.A. last night. In the NFL, two New York teams went at it in New Jersey last night because that's where the New York Jets play their home games. And while the Jets went into their matchup against the Buffalo Bills as underdogs, they came out as winners, overwhelming the Bills on both sides of the ball in a 34-21 win. On defense, the Jets sacked Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor 7 times, and on offense, they got 2 rushing touchdowns from Matt Forte, while quarterback Josh McCown rushed for 1 touchdown himself and threw for another when Robbie Anderson made a nice over-the-shoulder grab in the end zone for a 25-yard TD. The Bills did everything they could to help the Jets in this one, turning the ball over 3 times, and they see their record fall to 5-3. They also miss a chance to tie the New England Patriots at the top of the AFC East. The Jets, who many people thought could go winless this season, are still below .500, but they're exceeding most expectations with a 4-5 record at the midpoint of the season. The other big story out of the NFL is the unfortunate season-ending injury for Houston Texans rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson, who tore his ACL during a practice session yesterday, and he will not return to Houston this year. He has been fantastic in his freshman season for the Texans, with a total quarterback rating that's best in the league. Total quarterback rating, or TQR, is one of those statistical compilations that takes into account all manner of offensive rankings, from pass completions to total yards versus interceptions, etc. And the rookie's TQR was tops in front of many more high-profile quarterbacks, including that guy who plays for the Patriots. The Texans have a backup in Tom Savage, who does not provide Watson's skill set, but there is a quarterback looking for a job who would be an interesting pickup by Houston. But given the fact that Texans owner Bob McNair recently complained about players kneeling during the national anthem as, quote, inmates running the prison, I'll go out on a limb here and say that Colin Kaepernick will not be running the Texans offense anytime soon.